For whom do I speak my word? This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing the thought for today. For whom do I speak my word? Well, in our philosophy, we oftentimes think that we speak our word for ourselves, and we speak our word for whatever it is for our highest good. But a lot of people have the idea that they must speak their word for their mother, or for their father, and for their family, for their friends, and seeing them all in perfect condition. Well, that's a sure sign of failure. It's a sure sign of failure if we ever speak our word for anybody else in the world. Now you say, wow, that is kind of a new approach, one that I didn't hear you make before. But I have made it all the time. And we go back to the great philosopher, the great psychologist, the great theologian, the great God, Jesus, who said, what?
It is done unto you according to your belief.
Yes, but he also said, physician, heal thyself. So, in other words, if a physician is going to go in to heal people of, say, a virus, and he himself is infected with a virus, he better not go in there. Because he's not going to do any good for those people, except to compound their condition. If a physician wants to do anything in the healing arts, he must first go to the monastery and study for 300 years. And then after he's done with that, he may be ready or he may not. But if he goes to the monastery, let's just call it a monastery, if he goes to this spiritual center and he walks in the door and the person who is to be his mentor says to him, sir, you are the creator of your world. You are the creator of every person that you see in your world. You are the creator of every condition in every person that you see in your world. You are the creator of every condition that you go through in your life. And sir, you are good and very good. And everything you create is a reflection of yourself, and you are perfect. You are magnificent. You are marvelous in every possible way. If the doctor, student, studying under this mentor, can immediately say, that is true, then he's ready to be a doctor. If he does not say, that is true, what is he saying? He is saying that he doesn't believe that. He is saying that he is not the master of his world. And when he says he's not the master of his world, what is he saying? He is saying that nobody else is either. That the people he goes to visit are not masters of their world. That they're not masters of their world. And the people that he goes to visit are, they deserve to have this condition because they haven't put the cause in motion to experience it. They didn't decide that they were going to be whole and perfect. They didn't want to be whole and perfect. They wanted to have the condition of illness or lack or whatever it was that they had in their life because they said, I have lack. They said, I am sick. I have a problem. Now, the doctor goes to them because they said they have a problem. The doctor doesn't go to them if they don't say they have a problem. If they call the doctor and say, hey, doc, I'm whole and perfect, the doctor says, well, good for you. It doesn't put any pennies in my pocket, but good for you. But if they say to the doctor, hey, doc, I got a problem. I got a bad condition here. I'll be right over and we'll check on it. That was the days of house calls. But so you go to the doctor with your problem, and the doctor says, okay. Now, truly, if this is a Christian doctor, he will first heal himself. If this is a Christian doctor, he'll first heal himself. If this is first a Christian doctor, he'll first heal himself. Is that correct?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh? Yes.
Of course it's correct. That's what Jesus taught. No. That's what Jesus taught. That's what I'm talking about. If you're a Christian doctor and you believe in the teachings of Jesus, then that's what you do. Physician, well, how many times did Jesus remark about a physician?
Mm-hmm.
not very often. He said, physician, heal thyself. And so then, what about the other religions? They have similar type remarks in their teachings. They have similar type of things. Mm-hmm. I'm not as versed on all of them as I am on the teaching of the Bible, but they have things in there too. I've seen them. Now, if the physician doesn't go by the teaching of his own proclaimed philosophy, then what's the use of his doing anything? If you call yourself a Christian and you don't teach according to the Christian philosophy, you're not a Christian. You're something else, perhaps, you know. If you're a Buddhist and you don't know how to spell Buddha, you know, you got a problem. And the same with all the other teachings. So it says here, for whom do I speak my word? And then it says, yes, for whom do I speak my word? For whom do I speak my word? For myself. For myself alone. And when I can speak my word for myself, when I can sit down each morning and say, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Then I can go out and heal. Unfortunately, I won't have anything to heal. Because everything I see will be whole and perfect. So wherever I go into a hospital board, and I go up and down the beds, and every single person says, hi, Doc. Nice to see you. Bye. I'm getting up and going home. Getting up, going home. Getting up and going home. And the doctor may be confused. He may say, I'm in the wrong profession. all my patients are getting up and going home. And, of course, that's what it's there for. I mean, would a hospital be very happy to see every patient get up and go home?
Of course.
Theoretically, yes. Except practically, that's a good word. Practically, it would not be beneficial if the hospital needs money to operate them. And if there are no patients, they have to shut the hospital down. And that's not bad either, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I proclaim this today. For whom do I speak my word? I proclaim this today. I proclaim that every church in the world, every religion in the world, is no longer existing. That every being on the face of the earth knows that they are God and acts as they are God. Now, you don't need a religion. You don't need a teaching of Jesus or a teaching of Buddha or a teaching of Muhammad or anybody else. You don't need that. If every being were to act as though they were God, living in that consciousness and being God, who's there to heal? Who's there to worship? Who's there to keep the churches intact? Because everybody is being God. Now, isn't that a corker? Think of what that would do to the world. Now, we say, if we build refrigerators, what's going to happen to the icemen who have to fill the old ice boxes? Well, they'll move into a different profession.
We build ice refrigerators.
Yeah, they'll move into a different profession. Now, what about the doctors? What if everyone were whole and perfect? The doctors would move into a different profession. And what if every man, woman, child, being, whatever in the universe, knew that their first name is God and their last name is God? And they lived in this God awareness, God presence, and God self.
And it's heaven, then it's not earth anymore.
They would speak their word. They'd speak their word and everything would be manifest as it is now, exactly according to what they speak their word for. And so, but you see, now, who would be the first to call me sacrilegious in saying this? The churches, because they want the business. Who would be the first to call me bad by my saying, doctor, first heal yourself and you'll see everybody whole and perfect and they won't need your help, you know? The doctors would not like that, would they?
Mm-hmm.
And the religionists would not like everybody knowing their God. So let's fool them. Let's fool them. And let's say I'm God. Let's say I'm whole and perfect. Let's say all is in divine order. Let's say these things. Let's speak our word. For whom do I speak my word? For myself. And Ellen?
Yeah.
When I am whole and perfect, can I see anyone who's not whole and perfect?
No.
Okay. Well, then how is it the doctors who are supposed to be whole and perfect can see people who are sick?
They see them whole and perfect.
They see them sick because that is their business. Now, who is the highest rate of suicide in the world?
Psychiatrists.
Dentists. Psychiatrists are the second highest.
Oh, really?
Psychiatrists are the second highest suicide rate in the world. Now, you wonder, why a dentist? But this is what this doctor wrote in his book. He is a psychiatrist. And so perhaps his information comes by a little bit of a jaded way. But you see, why do they have problems? Because they don't practice what they teach. Are we going to practice what we teach? It's pretty important. Can we ever feel sorry for ourselves? Nope. Can we ever wish for anything? Nope. Can we speak our word that all that is delightful to us we have?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, then let's do that.
Yes.
And it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, that's why we say, for whom do I speak my word? For me.
Yes.
For me, for me, for me. And I love it. Isn't life wonderful?
Yes.
Yes.
So, let's speak our word.
I'm wonderful. I'm whole and perfect. I'm God.
It's a good start. I'm wonderful. I'm whole and perfect. I'm God. I love you. I love you.
I love you.